Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We live in such a fast-paced culture. Often we're just so preoccupied with all the mundane, we miss a lot of the things that God's doing. We're talking with author Catherine McNeil today at SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So Catherine, going through the motions of life, it's really easy to just kind of like fall into that cycle, you know, with all the things we're juggling between work and church activities and parenting and trying to throw in some me time in between. It's easy to miss the spiritual nature of daily life. We just take it for granted.
Absolutely. That is why I wrote All Shall Be Well.
Think about all the different practical ways that we want to be more attuned to the spiritual aspect of our life. You know, looking at God's creation, looking at the seasons that he's walking with us in, looking at the things that he's brewing that we don't see yet because we're pressed for time.
Yeah, we get so distracted, but God is right here.
So what do you see as some of the practical ways that we become a little more attuned to the spiritual aspects of all that?
Well, you know, Christians believe that God is the creator. And so I think anything that we, you know, I'm looking out my window right now, everything that I see is something God invented and called forth and is sustaining. So if God created intentionally, I think there's things that we can learn from just everything that he made. And so as I am hurrying to my car or running down my to-do list, I do pray for the reminders to just look around me and remember that this is God's world that I'm living in, and take the time to breathe and just wake up to the fact that God is right here with me every day.
You know, Jesus' last words before he ascended into heaven were really about the Great Commission, you know, going to all the world, you know, and he said that, I will surely be with you always, even until the very end of the age. And you think about promises that God's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. I mean, they're all throughout the Bible, yet we still feel at times like God's a million miles away and disconnected. I mean, what encouragement do you have for people who just feel like, I want to reconnect, but I don't feel anywhere close to God right now?
Well, first of all, I can relate. You know, we all go through dry seasons, desert seasons. That's one way I think that we can learn about God through nature, is that that exists in nature, but yet God is always here. It's not that we need to chastise ourselves for losing him or beg him to come. He's already present, like he promised. It's all of faith is based on God's faithfulness and God's promise. And so, again, I look for ways to remember that he's here and then to rest in that. And don't waste time chasing, or just get right to the seeking. Just get right to meditating on God's word and rejoicing in worship, because God is here. Whether we are going through a beautiful, exciting season or a devastating season of wilderness, God is already right here.
I like what you said about how all of faith is based on God's faithfulness. That's deep.
Well, it's true. It certainly can't be based on ours, because we are we're so changeable, so easily distracted.
God meets us in the natural cycles of life, you know, working on redemption and grace in the ordinary. And we're talking with author Catherine McNeil on SOS Radio today. And Catherine, we all have those mundane experiences. We just become so accustomed to everything in life. It just feels like mindless sometimes. Like you just go through the routine. You have your pattern every morning, you know, you're getting the kids ready for school. You're making them breakfast. You're making sure they've got their homework and all their stuff. Then you drop them off. You're running through, maybe grabbing a coffee and trying to get some meat time, and you're just like, it feels mindless sometimes when you think about chores and duty. How have you learned to break through to see those ordinary things as more spiritual opportunities?
That's a great question. You know, I think I write the books I need to read myself. So I'm always reflecting on that question. I'm always asking, what can I do to awaken myself to the undeniable fact that God is present with me right now? And in my books, I do offer practical tips on how I can use the things I'm already doing, like walking to the car or folding the laundry or checking my email, how I can use those things to remind myself that God is here and I can worship him now. I can surrender to him now. But also, I'm just always praying that I will be startled by, whether it's by beauty, a sunset, or whether it's by hope. Where I live, we are heading towards winter, and there's going to be a lot of hopelessness for a lot of months. But then there'll be that amazing day where I see that first flower And it's things like this that startle me out of my mundane routine. And I realize that it's God's presence that I'm living in every day.
By observing cycles and the seasons as God creates, we can find the courage to face our own seasons. And we're talking with Catherine McNeil on SWS Radio. Life's full of all these cycles. The changing seasons, a lot of times we don't see those when we're walking through them, but it's just like King Solomon talked about. There's a season for everything. What can we learn about God's character and his heart by actually observing the cycles that life runs through, Catherine?
You know, if you've ever been in school or ever been a teacher, you've probably heard that humans learn best through repetition. And I think about how we are constantly repeating cycles, morning, noon, and night, and then morning again, summer, fall, winter, and then spring and summer again. I'm confident that God has placed lessons in these repetitions and that we learn them without even realizing it as we go through life, if we're willing to place our eyes on him. And I think his faithfulness is part of that lesson, that even if we're going through a time of suffering or struggle, that God is still there and that new life is coming. That when we're facing suffering or death, that's not the end of the story, that a new hope and a new morning is going to dawn. I think that we learn to hang on to him in the trials by having gone through these circles and seasons again and again and find that he's always there all the way through.
We're talking about repetitions with Catherine McNeil today at SWS Radio. And Catherine, prayer is a discipline, and some of us grew up making prayer real formal. Others, we make it real personal. Hey, Daddy, I'm a father, you know. And when you think about prayer and you want to break out of the rut and the routine, like, every time I pray, I feel like I'm saying the same thing, or I feel like I'm about to fall asleep. Like, what suggestions do you have to sort of break up the monotony so you can make it more relational?
Oh, I love that. You know, I love every kind of prayer. I think kind of exploring different traditions can be helpful. So if you've always done a more traditional liturgical praying style, try going for a walk out in a wilderness preserve or a forest preserve and just speak out your worship and your thoughts to God as you're walking through this world that he created. Or if you're used to a more informal chatting with your daddy kind of prayer, read some of the ancient prayers that have been written down and used by the church throughout history. One of my favorite ones, and I use this in my book, All Shall Be Well, is the ancient prayer of examine. And it encourages us to just simply look around ourselves twice a day and say, where am I today? Where is God in all of this? Where are the broken places where I need to ask for help or ask for forgiveness? And then how can I invite God to come with me going forward? He's already here, of course, but this is a way that we can use prayer to bring our awareness of God into the day that we're already living.
So there's a difference between general revelation and special revelation, and we're talking with author Catherine McNeil today on SWS Radio, and in your new book, All Shall Be Well, you break down the difference in these concepts and really how that could be a game changer for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, special revelation is the Bible. It's these words that God has given us through Jesus, through his prophets, and there is nothing that compares to that. And there are things that we can only know through the Bible and through the Holy Spirit as we read. The fact that Jesus is God, that he came and walked among us, that he died and was resurrected as the first fruits of a new creation, I can only know that as the Spirit works in me as I read. And yet, somehow that makes more sense to me when I am looking at the world that God created and the general revelation. I'm convinced that God has placed so much of himself in the world he made, and that in engaging with both the special revelation and the general revelation, then I get the full picture of who God is. You know, December 21st is the solstice, and the days start getting just a smidgen longer, and they've been so dark. And there's no way that I can learn that God is making the world new just by observing the solstice every year. But once I've already known that Jesus, the light of the world, has come to vanquish the darkness, somehow watching the sun get a little bit longer every day takes on new meaning, and I learn something more about God once I know that he created this world and he sent his son. And I'm grateful for that.
Because then you can recognize that sometimes the season I'm walking in feels a little darker than I'd like to be. But you know what? Spring's coming. The new birth is coming. The flowers are finally going to be here. But just got to hold on.
Absolutely. They're coming.
We're talking with Catherine McNeil today at SOS Radio and her new book. It's out now. It's called All Shall Be Well. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for chatting. It's been fun.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.